Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the English Learning Podcast. I'm Jason, and joining me today is my amazing co-host, Julia. How are you today, Julia?
I'm doing great, Jason. Hello to all our listeners. I hope you're all excited because today we're discussing a very important topic, how to speak English without pausing too much.
That's right. Many English learners struggle with hesitation when speaking. They pause a lot, trying to find the right words, or they get stuck because they're thinking in their native language first, and that makes their speech sound less natural.
Exactly. Speaking smoothly and naturally is a big goal for many learners. But don't worry, in this episode, we'll share practical tips and exercises to help you reduce pauses and speak more fluently.
So, if you've ever felt frustrated because your words don't come out fast enough, or you keep stopping while talking, stay with us. By the end of this episode, you'll have some powerful strategies to think faster, speak smoothly, and sound more confident in English.
Sounds exciting. Let's get started.
All right, Julia. Before we talk about how to fix this problem, let's first understand why people pause so much when speaking English. What do you think are some common reasons?
Great question, Jason. There are several reasons why English learners pause a lot while speaking. The first big reason is lack of confidence. When people are unsure of their English skills, they hesitate because they're afraid of making mistakes.
Yes, and that fear slows them down. Instead of just speaking naturally, they keep second-guessing themselves. It's like their brain is saying, "Wait, is this the right word? Am I making a mistake?" And by the time they decide, the conversation has already moved forward.
Exactly. Another reason is vocabulary gaps. Sometimes learners don't know the exact word they need, so they stop and try to find it. This makes their speech sound unnatural and broken.
That's a big one. When your vocabulary is limited, your brain has to work extra hard to find words, and that creates more pauses. This is why expanding your vocabulary is so important. We'll share tips on that soon.
And let's not forget about overthinking. A lot of learners try to translate sentences from their native language into English while speaking. But English and other languages have different structures, so this slows them down and creates long pauses.
Yes, overthinking is a major fluency killer. Instead of speaking naturally, learners are stuck in their heads trying to get every sentence perfect. But guess what? Fluency is not about perfection. It's about flow.
That's such a good point. And finally, some pauses happen because of nervousness and pressure. When people feel nervous, especially in conversations with native speakers, they freeze and forget even the words they do know.
Oh, I see this all the time. When people feel pressured, their brains don't work as fast. That's why confidence-building exercises are so important. And don't worry. We'll share some of those today.
So, to summarize, the four biggest reasons people pause while speaking English are 1. Lack of confidence, 2. Vocabulary gaps, 3. Overthinking and translating, 4. Nervousness under pressure.
Exactly. And now that we understand the problem, it's time to fix it. Let's move on to the most exciting part. Techniques to reduce pauses and speak fluently. Ready? Now that we know why people pause when speaking, let's talk about how to fix it. Julia, what's the first technique to reduce pauses?
One of the best techniques is thinking in English instead of translating. Many learners translate sentences in their heads before speaking, and that slows them down. Instead, they should try to think directly in English.
That's a game changer. If you always translate from your native language, your brain has to do double the work. First, forming the sentence in your language, then changing it to English. That takes time and creates pauses.
Exactly. A great way to practice thinking in English is to describe what you see around you in simple English. For example, if you're walking outside, you can think the sun is shining, the weather is warm, I see a dog running. This trains your brain to process thoughts in English naturally.
I love that. Another useful technique is using filler words. Now, I know some people think fillers are bad, but native speakers use them all the time to keep the conversation flowing.
That's true. Filler words like, well, you know, actually, so I mean, give your brain a second to think without creating an awkward silence. Instead of pausing completely, you can say, well, I think it's a good idea, or, you know, I really like that movie.
That's a great point. Here's another powerful technique, shadowing. Have you heard of this, Julia?
Of course. Shadowing means listening to a native speaker and repeating what they say immediately, like an echo. It forces you to speak quickly and smoothly without pausing.
Yes, you can do this with English podcasts, YouTube videos, or audiobooks. Just play a sentence, pause, and repeat it exactly the same way. Over time, your brain will get used to speaking without hesitation.
That's such a good exercise. And here's one more tip. Don't aim for perfection. Many learners pause because they're afraid of making mistakes. But in real conversations, mistakes are okay.
Absolutely. The goal is to communicate, not to be perfect. If you can't remember a word, try explaining it in a different way instead of stopping completely. For example, if you forget the word refrigerator, you can say the machine that keeps food cold.
That's a great strategy. So, to recap, here are four techniques to reduce pauses. 1. Think in English, not your native language. 2. Use filler words to keep the flow. Practice shadowing with native speakers. 4. Don't aim for perfection. Keep talking, even if you make mistakes.
Awesome tips. Now, let's go even deeper. Coming up next, we'll share how to train your brain for faster speech. Stay with us. All right, now that we know some techniques to reduce pauses, let's talk about how to train your brain to think and respond faster in English. Julia, what's the first step?
The first step is expanding your vocabulary and sentence patterns. If you don't have enough words or common phrases in your mind, your brain will struggle to find the right words, and that causes pauses.
That's so true. And the best way to do this is by learning phrases instead of individual words. For example, instead of memorizing the word opinion, learn the full phrase, in my opinion. That way, when you need to share an opinion, the phrase comes out automatically.
Exactly. And another great technique is active listening. The more you listen to English, the faster your brain will process words and sentence structures. Listen to podcasts, audiobooks, and conversations, and try to predict what the speaker will say next.
I love that. And speaking of prediction, here's a fun exercise. Conversation anticipation. When you're listening to someone speak, try to guess their next word or phrase before they finish their sentence. This trains your brain to think ahead and respond quickly.
That's a great trick. And another powerful technique is imitating native speakers. Find a speaker you like, maybe from a TV show or a podcast, and try to copy their way of speaking, including their speed,